The Czech Republic's dominant electricity producer and long-time state cash cow, ČEZ, is seeing boosted production from its nuclear power plants after coming through a rough patch. And intense interest is focused now on a possible split of the company in a bid to fund more nuclear reactors. Chris Johnstone reports.
ČEZ boasted this week a surge in power production from its Dukovany and Temelin nuclear power plants after coming through a rough patch in the last 2 years, with prolonged unscheduled outages due to flawed checks in the past. Many of those have been caused by inadequate X-ray checks on pipes at both power plants carried out by a subcontractor, with the energy giant having to scramble to carry out new examinations and review its past moves to hive off work to outside companies. And bosses were upbeat that those problems are behind it, and new licences needed for operating the last two reactors at its oldest plant, Dukovany, will be granted by the nuclear watchdog by the end of this year. Already this year, ČEZ says output from its nuclear plants has climbed by 9% compared with 2016 to hit 20.4 terawatt hours. The nuclear plants have helped cover a 6% drop in electricity produced from coal-fired plants. And ČEZ's Martin Novak added that the improved performance should continue to the end of the year and beyond.
We plan to significantly increase nuclear output by 18% to 28.4 terawatt hours. In the future, we'll be aiming above 30, which is technological maximum of our power plant.
But a lot of interest in the Czech Republic and outside is focused on ČEZ's future moves over nuclear power, more specifically whether and how it might push ahead with construction of at least two new nuclear reactors to fulfil the country's long-term energy plans. In particular, the government, the dominant near 70% shareholder in ČEZ, put out in June three scenarios for building the new nuclear plants. These include the idea that the state could take over the plans and push ahead on its own. Another option is that ČEZ pushes ahead with some sort of government guarantees, perhaps on the price of nuclear-produced power, to help cover the massive costs of such a venture. And the last, and perhaps most controversial, is that ČEZ is split, with some parts, perhaps its renewables and distribution assets, sold off, and the state increasing its shareholding in the nuclear and coal power production activities so it can proceed with nuclear expansion without worries about protests from minority shareholders. ČEZ bosses are grappling with the question of how such a split in the company could go ahead, bringing in outside consultants to help it clarify its position, and looking at how this proceeded with big energy companies in neighbouring Germany. But the clock is ticking for conclusions to be reached by ČEZ and the government on the three options, with an initial target set for decisions on the three options to be taken by March 2018. But with no Czech government still in sight after recent elections, some slippage in that deadline can be expected, and the prospect of at least one new reactor ready by 2035 could begin to look unlikely.